I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we've been promoting the fact that Scott Jennings' show, which kicked off a few weeks ago on Salem, it's just an hour talk show that he was awarded, and justifiably so because of all his media success in the last year. Of course, we've had him on this show for about 7 or 8 years at this point, and his contract has been renewed. It's just a perennial deal. He just signs every year, and we don't even talk numbers. We just give him whatever he asks for, Sue, usually. But he does have a 3-year contract at CNN. I'm not sure on the radio show, but he's having fun with the radio show, and we are going to air it. The only disadvantage is it's on a bit of tape delay. His show would air normally in the middle of the day. We're going to air it at 8 o'clock, but Scott will be with us to promote that and talk some politics on Monday afternoon at 3:18. This is interesting, too. So, you know, one of the things that we... I'd say that I focus on this, and this is something I highlight on a regular basis and have for years, some of these situations with professors who are white professors, whether they're at the University of Boulder, Colorado. These are not, by the way, these are not conservative professors. They're white liberal professors, but all of a sudden they find themselves in the middle of a DEI controversy because someone in class was triggered or somebody said this.
Gosh.
And I was sent an email from somebody who's a local professor who no longer is a local professor, and his story is kind of amazing. And I wasn't even sure. I said, do you, because he offered in the email to come in and, you know, talk about it on the air. And
wow.
He's going to come in studio on Monday and talk about this. And, you know, even as I mentioned this, there was a story that happened that's very similar to this. And, you know, I've highlighted these types of stories on a regular basis, but it's kind of sad, especially because you don't feel like in this guy's particular case, you don't feel like you have the support of the rest of the administration or the faculty. But once something takes off in a DEI, you know, quadrant, if you will, and someone accuses you of racism or whatever the situation might be, it gets kind of tricky. And this guy, I think, in particular, is a victim of this. So we're going to talk about that on Monday afternoon. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal, you know, Dan Reardon, who has become a great friend over the years. I always like to say no relation because we are not related. We spell
right.
Spell the name exactly the same, R-E-A-R-D-O-N. Dan has been the golf expert at KMOX for literally decades. He's been to, I don't know how many Masters and PGA events. events, and he's always someone I tap into for, you know, some golf knowledge and information. And there was a story, and I had not heard about this, and I'm assuming a lot of you guys out there and women who are fans of the PGA have not heard about this. You know about LIV, which is the competing,
right,
you know, league, and going back to 2 years ago, it looked like there was going to be some sort of agreement and merger, and that just fizzled, right? But the PGA Tour has now unveiled a new committee that is led by Tiger Woods to modernize the world's premier golf circuit with what they say are radical changes on the horizon. So the story said, over his three decades as a professional golfer, Tiger Woods watched the world change in unimaginable ways. He also watched how the hitbound sport that he came to dominate has sometimes struggled to keep up with the changing times. Now, I'm a huge professional golf fan. I like playing golf. I'm not very good at it, but I do like playing it. You have the PGA Tour Championship that's going on this weekend. I think Tommy Fleetwood, by the way, is at the top of the leaderboard, which is interesting because that's a guy who was close a couple of weeks ago. He's never won a PGA Tour event. He's been in the top three. He's been in the top five. He's been in the top 10. He's been in the top 20. Now he's atop the leaderboard. But apparently, ahead of this tour championship, Brian Rolapp, who's the guy who's the CEO of the PGA now, said Tiger's going to, you know, form this committee, or they're going to form the committee. He's going to lead the committee charged with reimagining the basics of the competitive model. They say that some of the changes include fewer events, smaller fields, higher stakes, all to get the bigger stars playing together more often. Jeff Rainford and I were talking about this a couple hours ago off the air because, you know, I'm the kind of guy that, a lot of men are like this. I think it seems weird to some people that we would watch golf on TV, right? Some people roll their eyes and say, how can you do that? But when you see the level of competition, the skill that Scottie Scheffler and some of these guys have, you know, that Tiger Woods had on display for a couple of decades, it's amazing. And it gets very competitive. And this year's Masters was unbelievably exciting. But then you have events where nobody shows up and you see these names at the top of the leaderboard and you don't know who they are. And because of the LIV situation in particular, a lot of the big names like Jon Rahm, who was becoming, you know, I think a big fan favorite in this country, you don't get to see them. So I don't know what this involves and what's going on. I do find it interesting. But as you probably know, and your brother's a really good golfer, I've played with him before. When you mess around, same thing with baseball, you mess around with something like this. Are you doing it because certainly part of this has to draw new fans in.
Right.
Like Major League Baseball is very challenged on this. I think even the NFL is challenged on this because less kids, you know, fewer kids are playing football in high school and in college, and there's always going to be an effect. So it sounds to me like the PGA is trying to get ahead of something for the future and make sure that there is still, you know, enough fan interest and the big names are involved. So I find
makes
that interesting.
Sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. And especially doing it now because it's something that's going to take probably a decade to implement or, you know, not in a short period. So Dan's going to join us with his take on that. Plus, I will have audio cut of the day. We are joined on this Friday evening. It often happens on a Wednesday or Thursday. It just happened to work out that Brian Kilmeade was with us or available to be with us on this Friday night. Brian, welcome. How are you as we head into the weekend?
Good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's get right into it with some of the topics of the week. And I want to get your thoughts on D.C. crime in particular and what happened with Trump with the ride-along last night. A lot of people rooting against him here. And by the way, the president, I'm sure you noticed this, he went on this morning and talked and talked and talked. I think he talked more this morning than Biden did in the entire last year of his administration.
And people still writing, well, Donald Trump, can he ever make any sense? And he's rambling. He's not rambling. He's taking every question you want. He's saying, next question. He's not giving a speech. He says, okay, here's I'll answer your question. So you might not like his answer. And he does wander. He does the weave. But I think that there's a lot going on. Right now, the market's loving what Jay Powell said. They're loving the fact that I think to a degree that Canada has come around and said they had productive meetings on trade. On some vital items, they're going to make, I guess, aluminum and farmers happy. Hopefully people understand that the president was serious at this point. So I think that things are settling down now economically. So people are getting an understanding. So the president's going a few different directions. He's like, we got birthday 250 coming up. We're going to straighten out our history and our museums and the messaging in schools on all levels right away. Physically, I'm going to go to the Smithsonian. And then I'm going to clean up our nation's capital, but not just with crime. I'm actually going to clean it. We're going to clean the medians. We're going to grow grass. So people are like, what is he doing? what is he doing? It's because that whole theory of broken windows resonates with Trump, because that's the way he did his business. I remember when he was in the 80s, he was giving a speech. Everyone's like, who is this 30-year-old something rock star businessman? And he said, you know, you don't have to have a lot, but if you're going to sell a car, no matter what that car is, you have to clean it out and make it look as good as possible if you want to get the maximum price. That's his approach to everything. He says that my dad and I used to walk around and see if we could find nails to reuse and lumber that was being tossed out. And that was my mentality. So he looks around and says, that park needs grass. Well, Mr. President, you got a problem with Russia. You got China ready to take Taiwan. You got destroyers off the coast of Venezuela. He goes, yeah, but it has nothing to do with it. We need grass. This needs to look good. We need graffiti off the walls. So that's the guy America hired. I mean, that's the approach. We're not used to that.
Yeah, and, you know, some of the media response has been interesting because on the one hand, they may tweet something out about how fascist this is. And then on the other hand, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, they admit, even Joe Scarborough had to admit, yeah, this is real. Some of the things that people deal with on a regular basis in D.C., whether it's at Union Station or elsewhere.
Well, a couple of things. Joe Scarborough says, I have a friend, a liberal friend, and he said, I can never say this out loud, but I'm really happy that Donald Trump is cracking down on these criminals because I'm really fearful in my neighborhood. And number one, we know he wasn't telling the truth because we know Joe Scarborough has no friends. But after saying that, we also know that people never admit to it. For example, the president referred to a poll today where he says 93% of the people in Washington don't want the president to call out the National Guard. Well, that's the breakdown of the electorate. 93% voted for Kamala Harris in Washington, D.C., which makes you say to yourself, why is he doing it? He's not just serving farmers and Midwesterners and Southerners. He's going to New York City, calling it out. He's going to his own city, calling it out, and they didn't vote for him. But what he's trying to do is make it safe for people that aren't criminals. And if you're a criminal, you should not be happy. But everybody else, just know the objective is to make your life better.
Well, you know, this was an interesting week, too. I don't know how much you spent on the radio show on this, but you had this reporter from, I think it was Channel 4 in D.C., who is recording when there is an ICE abduction of a dude, and he's screaming, you know, I have my papers, I'm legal, I want my family. And, of course, not to pick on a Fox contributor, but Jessica Tarlov was one that goes out there on Twitter and says some things that were, you know, misinformed, and she had to apologize. But in the end, we find out that this guy, who the left is just absolutely salivating to become the next victim, is someone who committed felonious assault on a child under the age of 13 years old.
It was unbelievable. So, you know, if you're running from the cops, and I work for Uber Eats. I'm just trying to make a living. And by the way, I'm trying to make a living, and I'm a child molester. And I didn't know this until I did it myself. Like 7 years ago, they told me that MS-13 was really harbored 30 miles from my house. And if I wanted to go out with the gang unit, you can. At which time I'm looking at these guys, and they're showing me the guys, different guys they arrested and who they're pursuing. And they said, what people don't understand is they don't walk around as gangsters all day. They have jobs. They pretend to be students. They go to car washes. A lot of times they work in kitchens. But they really do it for money, you know, and then they go out and they harass, they harangue, they get additional territory information, they traffic drugs, but they have other jobs. So when you told me, this story came out, the guy, he works for Uber Eats and he turns out he's a child molester. That's what they do. I mean, not only is he a criminal, I'm sure there's gang activity there. There's, you know, some type of coercive behavior with others. I mean, there's a reason why he got in, and there's a reason why he's sustaining himself. So don't be surprised if some of the people that are arrested actually have skills and jobs. That's why they go down to Home Depot, not because they want Hispanics. It's because a lot of those guys that are ugly, horrible people can sling a hammer. So during the day, they're making some money. So if they get a lead on a guy, they're going to go down, and then they got to check all the IDs.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and I love the way they have a lot of backpedaling this week in the aftermath of that incident. Let me take it in a different direction here because I find this interesting. In Loudoun County, Virginia, I don't know what's up with that part of the country, but you have boys that are in their own locker room, and there's a trans girl who is in the locker room recording them, which is not legal, but they're the ones that end up getting punished. Then there's this fascinating reaction from protesters on Winsome Sears, who's the lieutenant governor in Virginia. Here's her, I think, on your show this morning.
This is nonsense, and my opponent will not come forward and say anything. And then last night you saw that they equated bathroom opportunities with me being black in America, and here I am, second in command of the former capital of the Confederacy. Me, the immigrant, whom they say, as Democrats, they love more than anybody. Me, a black woman, who they say they love, as Democrats, more than anybody. This is insane.
Yeah, there was this despicable sign that said, "Hey, Winsome, if trans can't share your bathroom, then blacks can't share my water fountain." That was rather shocking, I thought, actually, amongst the lefty protesters.
Yeah, they contacted us last night, and we booked them at about 12 o'clock at night. So I was able to talk to her. I didn't really love bringing up what the sign said, and that's why if you're listening on the radio, you didn't see it, but you saw the sign on television.
Yeah, well, it's just utterly ridiculous. There's no doubt about that. Where do you think we are with Putin and Zelensky in all of that? Because it seems like that was ages ago, and it was just a week ago today where he was meeting with Putin. And that Monday meeting with all these leaders of Europe, that's remarkable that he got everyone to D.C. and did that in a short period of time. But then the question becomes, what happens next?
Well, yeah, I mean, this Sunday, I'm talking to the Finnish president, who was in the Oval Office, too, and his great gaffle with Trump, and they're really good friends. And he told me that, and Peggy Noonan wrote about this too, that their success on Monday showing their unity must have been disorienting to Russia. And now they came out with a much harder stance. They said, "What are you talking about? I never said security guarantees. What do you mean by that? I never said you could have international troops there. If there are international troops, we would like to be there. And so would China and North Korea." So all of a sudden, you know, Trump came out and said, "You know, I'm thinking about Ukraine. They never had a shot. Because they were told they can't hit Russia. It's like being a sports team, and you have a great defense, but you have absolutely no offense. You can't win the game." And I think what Trump is saying is, "I see what you're doing, and understand, I'm about to give them an offense." That's the way I interpret it. And I think that, as Peggy Noonan wrote, it was such a display, of unity, not just in the family photo, but in the real photo, around the desk, working together, saying nice things about Trump. And as Alexander Stubb told me, the president of Finland, there's only one person that Vladimir Putin fears, and it's Donald Trump, because he thinks that Donald Trump will take action. And I said, "That's interesting, because for the longest time they thought he was the one guy who wouldn't take action." He goes, "We know different." I said, "Okay. I mean, I always thought you'd take action too. Look at Iran. Remember, he said, let's just get these guys to talk and let's do a deal." Well, what did he do? Round five? And then he said, "Enough."
Yeah, well, I don't know what the next step is in that whole situation, but it will be fascinating to watch over the next few weeks. Any thoughts on this sort of broke overnight, the FBI searching the home of former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton? He was in the administration at one point. He broke bad on Trump a long time ago. He has been a hawk, if you will, in foreign policy for many years. What's going on there?
Well, I always got along with John Bolton. You probably remember hearing him on the show all the time. I thought he'd hit it off with Trump because they're both aggressive, unorthodox. But you couldn't have had a more vicious falling out. And neither one wanted to back off. He became Trump's biggest critic. But the thing is, with Kash Patel and the FBI go doing this, I just can't see him doing it if there wasn't something he was directly going for. And as explained to me, you can't just go and say, "I'm suspicious of John Bolton." You have to show a judge why. So what that judge did is sign off. I don't know if you know this, but there's not too many pro-Trump judges in Washington.
I've heard.
What did he show them? Yeah. So, you know, what happened is, I would say that I really like John Bolton. I would say this, though. He likes to win, and I think he'd be extremely resourceful to hurt Trump. So maybe if you put two and two together...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe there's something there. If not, he's trying to say, you're going to harangue me, you're going to mock me, you're going to make things worse for 4 years, you're going to write a book that I told you not to, you're going to write a book that has intelligence in it that you shouldn't have, you're told things about meetings between us, and you put it in a book even though I told you to. Now that I'm president, I think I'm going to take another visit with that. And that's what seems to have happened.
Brian Kilmeade is here. Did I hear you're in Dallas this weekend for a show that's streaming live on Fox Nation tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to Dallas right after this phone call. And we're heading out now, and it's going to be interesting. And Mark, like you helped us out. We're going to weave in Will Cain, and we're going to weave in Alan West. And even Mark Cuban said he might stop.
Oh, my. That could be interesting. Yeah, but the $10 million question is, will Cain have a shirt on? And I don't know if you've ever been brave enough to go shirtless on international television, but he sure did this week, didn't he? I was on the air watching him. I thought, that's brave, Will. He looked good, though. Don't get me wrong, but it's still brave.
It looks great. It looks great. He's in great shape. And then he did Sunday's Navy SEAL swim. You can't do that with a shirt on. So then he does, gets called out again. So he does it. He shows off. He's in really good shape. So Will Cain will not have a shirt on because it will help ticket sales.
There you go. And that will stream live tomorrow night on Live Nation, right?
Yeah, it'll be your time, 7:30.
Awesome. Brian, tell me about Bear, the new puppy.
It's pretty impressive. We had a Bernese Mountain Dog before, but this one, and he's an all-star, but Bear is amazing, 30 pounds already, 13 weeks old, with my Great Pyrenees, clumsy as hell, huge feet, and a lot of fun. I mean, making rapid progress on the training. As soon as he's housebroken, our family can relax again.
Well, I sent you a picture of my puppy. I've been going through that this summer. He's 5 months old now, and he just weighed in right around 37 pounds. So, yeah, I think Bear is going to be just a little bit bigger than my dog, Max. But they're fun, as you know, but a lot of work. And I feel like a lot of the stuff, the house training, is behind us right now. He's moving in the right direction at my home. Yeah, it's fun. What's coming up Sunday night on the show?
Alexander Stubb is going to be my guest. Ari Fleischer is going to be there. Lindsey Graham's going to be with me. And Noah Tishby, you're not going to believe this, but the teachers unions have infiltrated the grammar schools with indoctrination in the public schools and even some charter schools. And she has an investigation on it. It's not going to make you feel good, but you need to hear it.
Well, I cover these types of stories all the time, and it does not surprise me at all. And I get very worried about it because I still have a daughter that just went into fifth grade. Mr. Kilmeade, have fun in Dallas. Have a great trip. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Go get it, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.